Elsinore.
12.
24.
Oh, yeah, sorry. 24 Elsinore beers.
24.
Yeah. 24 Elsinore. 1470.
I believe there'll be no charge on this two for a beer, thank you.
Excuse me?
Okay. We found this mouse in a bottle of Elsinore beer that we bought at your beer store, eh? And we heard, like, when that happens that you get your beer free.
It's in the Canadian Criminal Code, eh? Yeah. Like, there's legal precedent setting cases in law.
So, like, give us our free beer.
You want free beer? Go to the brewery. Now get out of here before I put the two of you in a bottle.
You sure you don't want to think this over?
I'm sure.
Okay,
we're going.
Yeah,
see ya.
Soon, we will have our own free beer here at the Roden household. Because that's right, I just went to a beer brewing class with some friends of mine, and we'll be making our own beer here pretty soon. Hey, welcome to the podcast, everybody. This is the Air Raid Podcast, the show that drops bombs of awesome into your ear holes. I'm your host, Aaron Roden.
Just an average guy with exceptional hair.
That's right. Exceptional hair indeed, because, of course, I have not even taken a shower yet today, which is totally rad. So, yeah, I got that going for me, right? It is a Monday morning, and I have the day off to observe Martin Luther King Day. And what have I done with my day today, you may ask? To observe this national holiday, I have done nothing. I have gotten the new Air Raid podcast mixer up and running. That was a treacherous feat, getting a hold of all sorts of different tech support people to give me a hand on this. We finally got it running, finally got it working. So I hope everything sounds okay. Another thing I did was went up to Home Depot, because Mairead and I, we went to the doctor and found out that we are having a little girl.
Hail to the king, baby.
Yeah, that's right. Hail to that king. Hail to that king. We are having a little girl, and I can't even express how excited I am that this is happening. I'm gonna be a dad. I can't even believe it. I'm so excited. I'm elated. The only thing that worries me, and this is like the only time in my life that I've wished that the religious right was right on something, because I would love to be able to turn my daughter into a lesbian. Because I don't want to have to deal with boyfriends. Maybe we can at least just turn her into, like, asexual or something like that. Because I don't want to have to deal with boyfriends. I don't want to deal with that at all. I'm freaked out about that. Because I, you know, maybe we can just lock her in a room or something. Lock her in the garage or lock her in the old basement. I don't know. Whatever works, right? God. I don't know what I'm going to do. I hope I turn out to be a good father. I will say that in all seriousness. And I think I will. You know, I've learned mistakes from what my dad did and how he messed me up. No, he didn't mess me up. I'm pretty normal dude here. Another thing that's going on, Mairead has finally... Well, once we kind of got closer to figuring out what... type of baby or what type of human we are having. I have, unbeknownst to many of you, I have been smoking again. And so now I am, I got to get this thing under control, man. So I went back on the pill. And I don't think I can really say the name of the pill without getting in trouble. So anyway, went back onto this pill, but one of the big side effects of taking this medication is that it gives you really, really vivid dreams, And I had an insanely vivid dream last night. And let me just walk you through it. Let me just set the stage here. So I met up with this guy who's been on the show before. And I'm not going to use his name because we don't really hang out that much. And it'd be weird if he listened to this and found out I was having dreams about him. But anyway, he was, let's see, we were going somewhere. We were getting on one of the ferry boats here in Washington. And you know how dreams are, like, you know something is familiar about the place that you're at, but it's not totally, like, spot on. And anyway, we were at kind of this ferry dock-like place, and it was, like, this kind of industrial, like, commercial building that was there, and they had this, like, chain-linked parking lot, this fenced-off parking lot, and the guy that I was meeting there, he parks his car in there because it's free parking. And so we go and get into his car, and I go to open the door, and the door falls off, and I'm just holding this door. Meanwhile, the guy has started his car to get out because the people in the commercial building see us, and they're all pissed off. And then so he's driving around in circles. He finally picks me up. We get onto the ferry boat. We walk onto the ferry boat, and we see, like, three of these dudes that work in the office building that are confronting us. And he says some wisecrack about the guy I'm with, so I punch him in the face. And he doesn't move. He's not even hurt. And he said something along the lines of, that didn't hurt. And so I punch him again. This time I got him in the nose, and he's like, oh, that kind of hurt. What the hell is that supposed to mean? What am I supposed to read into that? Like, I already know, you know, my dreams have got to be a little bit deeper. They can't just be telling me that, yeah, you need to work out more, right? That's like, it's got to be a little bit deeper than that, a little bit more subliminal, right? So maybe I was thinking that maybe this was a sign that I'm not going to be able to quit cigarettes because I'm weak. What do you think? I don't know. Oh, man. It's a tough habit to kick. It's a really tough habit to kick, and I'm having a hell of a time. But, you know, eighth time's the charm, right? Everybody? Man, boy, I don't know what I'm gonna do here. Anyway, we did a podcast with the guys from Kirby Crackle. This homebrew class that we went to. I attended with Jim DeMonacos and Kyle Stevens. Kyle Stevens plays guitar for Kirby Crackle, sings for Kirby Crackle, also plays guitar for the band Explone here in Seattle. Jim DeMonacos is the writer of songs for Kirby Crackle. He helps write the material, and he also owns a couple comic book stores and runs the Emerald City Comic Con. So we talked a little bit about that. Emerald City Comic Con is going to be really, really cool this year. They got William Shatner, the Shat, is going to be coming on, not my show. He's going to be at the Emerald City Comic Con. And also the two dudes, William Patrick Flannery and, I can't remember his the other guy's name. But the two guys from Boondock Saints. Going to be there this year, along with a bunch of other media guests. It's three whole days this year. I think he said that this was the first time that they've done that, and they were nice enough to give us a press pack for the Emerald City Comic Con. So your favorite podcast here, Air Raid Podcast, is going to be at the Emerald City Comic Con this year, all 3 days. And joining me at the Emerald City Comic Con will be Sam Sahonis, who has done all of our web stuff, and Andrew Moore, who was the singer for Kane Hodder here in Seattle. So both big comic book fans, and they'll be joining me, and we're going to be bringing you all the news from the Emerald City Comic Con coming in March, and I'm super, super excited for that. It's going to be a totally new experience for us. I asked Jim if it would be possible to get a interview with the Shat, but doesn't sound like that's going to be possible. He has only agreed to do two interviews, and it's going to be with some big radio stations around Seattle. And I was like, whoa, what about us? We're huge, you know? We've got, like, One listener. Anyway, so we did this. I brought along my little field recorder with me. We went out to some dinner and some beers at the Naked City Brewery down here in Greenwood. And just sat down and talked with Kyle and Jim about a bunch of stuff. So I hope you enjoy it. There is, you know, a little caveat here before we get this thing started. There is a fair amount of background noise because we are in a bar on a Friday night or Saturday night, I should say. It's pretty noisy, but I the conversation is worth it because it was a lot of fun and I had a good time and I've got nothing else. I've got nothing else for you. I already talked about quitting smoking, talked about that I'm having a girl, and that's all I got. That's all I got, you guys. So this is going to be a little bit of a shorter episode, of course, because of that fact. And anyway, let's go to a musical break here real quick. Let's hear some Paul Revere and the Raiders, and then we'll bring you into the interview with Jim and Kyle of Kirby Crackle. All right, we'll be back in just a moment. Say to you, help me do, help me do, what I'd like for you to say, as you come home to me each day, how you'll be my girl, that's what I want, just you, sweet girl, not a front, it's just like me, I feel so good, and I fall so much, in love with you.
Hey, what's going on?
And Kyle.
Only Jim's right arm strong. Mine's
both of us. Well, like, you're ambidextrous with masturbating.
Kyle Stevens, the other arm of Kirby Crackle. I'm also one of the arms of Explone. And Jim, of course, is the purveyor of the Emerald City Comic Con, which is coming up in March, right?
It's loud news.
Yeah, man. It's loud. The first weekend of March. Yeah. March 4th through 6th.
Can you
hear me now?
All right. I just stare at your lips most of the time anyway, so I can tell what you're saying.
I don't even know the words. I just stare at your lips like creepy. Yeah.
That is it. It does creep me out.
No,
actually,
it
was creeping me out because we just went to this this beer making class, this brewing class, right, up in Shoreline.
Taught by Kevin.
Taught by a very cool guy named Kevin, apparently.
It was a fun show. Or it was a fun time.
Yeah, I had a good time. It was a little long.
But you guys took a couple bites of the grains. I don't know if you're supposed to do that.
No, he said we could.
He said it was totally okay.
Yeah,
he's like, you should taste
that. And they tasted like grape dust.
Like grape dust. We're both like, it's like grape dust. And then he was like, hey, does anybody think that this is like grape dust? We're like, we were just talking about that.
What was the thing he was talking about, warming up the grape dust? Because I didn't get that. And you guys were like high-fiving across me. And I didn't get what the hell you're talking about.
No, he was actually talking about taking the cereal itself, putting it like with milk.
With milk.
And like
and
putting it
in
the microwave.
But why would you do that?
Because
it makes warm grape nuts.
It's like oatmeal. It's
I was gonna say. Apparently, he couldn't afford oatmeal, and so he warmed
it with grape nuts. Grape nuts is like way more expensive than oatmeal. And plus, like with grape nuts, you get that tiny box. You guys ever buy it? Grape nuts?
Oh yeah, it's actually smaller than like it's not like buying Crunch Berries.
No, it's not like buying.
I never really had grape nuts because from a young age I was just given like a steady supply of Metamucil, so it was like it didn't need it like as a supplement.
Right.
Orange flavor.
The orange
Metamucil
flavor. Yeah.
And all brand.
Yeah.
You know what? Actually, we joked, but Metamucil, like my parents are both Metamucil fans, and the other day, like I'm not even kidding, like a week ago, my dad comes by the house. And he's like, I just went by whatever, Target or wherever. He's like, you know, and I bought Metamucil like I do. He's like, you want a container? I'm like, I think I'm good.
But say it how he really said it, how your dad really said it.
Oh, he was like, I want us to go Metamucil, feliz en acuti, na ejicito spiti. And I was like, oh, he me daxi, ejo, que de felo na acutiallo.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. So,
what up, Greece?
Yeah, exactly.
I thought for a long time that's what Orange Crush tasted like. Because my grandma told me that was Orange Crush. I was like, what's this shit? Later on, though.
So we've kind of come to the agreement that we're all going to go in on one of these starter brewing kits.
Yeah, after we did this course, we're like, nope, we are as educated as we're going to get. We are. I wouldn't throw out like labels, but I would call us brewmasters at this point.
Oh, yeah, totally.
So we're at Naked City Tap House in Seattle, and we are trying stuff way better than what we're going to make.
Oh,
to set the standards
totally.
really high.
By leaps and bounds.
Yeah. I don't know. And you guys pretty much, like, you know, you voted me out for this, but I wanted to start with a lager.
We're not voting you out. We're just like, okay.
You voted me out.
If you're on the right and we're on the left, there needs to be some bipartisanship in the middle, which falls.
So we're going with
like
a pale ale.
Like a pale ale or a Hefeweizen.
You know what we should? Oh, Hefeweizen.
See, I'm a big Hef. Like, you know what? Let's try. I'm cool with trying that banana, like the banana bubblegum kind of like the original flavor German.
I'll throw some bubble tape in that shit and let it ferment. I don't care.
We could go the Four Loko route and just get some Jolly Ranchers and throw that in there.
That would be good.
Let's throw some high gravity.
Actually, I just had an idea. Like,
nice terminology. High five.
Yeah.
why don't we pick whatever beer we're gonna do, but instead of using water as our base, we use Red Bull. And then we just see
piss.
How that goes.
Or what?
Bum piss.
What's bum? Oh, bum piss.
Yeah.
Is that the same thing?
Hobo urine.
Yeah.
Right?
Did I ever tell you about when I got the shit kicked out of my car by a homeless guy?
No.
That's a great story.
Is this okay to switch the
oh,
topic?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah, come on.
So it was down by Mercer. It was by Buca de Beppo in Seattle.
Beppo.
About 3 years ago. 2 years ago. So, you don't care how many years ago it was.
Yeah, I really don't.
In 1947.
I was at a stoplight, and there's a guy on the left. It was like three cars. I was three cars behind the first car turning left on a one-way. This guy, homeless guy there, looks like the guy from Pirates of the Caribbean with the octopus beard. Like,
oh, God.
A long thing, but it wasn't playing the piano and shit. It was more like the harpsichord. But he was there, and he's always got his crate, and he's like, okay, he's the homeless guy who's always there. So he seemed like really out of it, like really stoned or really drunk or something. So he's knocking on the front window of the car in the front, and then when they wouldn't answer, he just leaned into their window and pressed his cheek against it. I'm like, oh.
God, like a bison at like Northwest Trek or something like that. Right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Smelled better than that. Better than the bison.
Yeah. So did you start licking your window, trying to get the.
Well, I was hoping. It was like evolving. It was like an evolving dysfunction. It's more like it got closer to my car. So the second car, he started being like, rah, 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 like yelling at the window.
Uh-huh.
And he got to my car, and I'm like, thank you. So my buddy Brian, Jim's business partner.
Yeah, so Brian co-owns my my store, my comic book store, and helps. He's part of the Emerald City Comic Con.
Yeah,
he runs the exhibit floor.
Oh, okay.
He is in the passenger seat. I'm driving. My friend Ian's in the back. These are big Irish boys. Not big boys, but bigger than me, right?
Yeah.
So they're there.
You're pretty small guy. So.
Almost twinkish, some would say. So he starts yelling at me and be like, rah, I'm like, thank you. Car's going. I'm like, come on, cars. And I go, and as I start driving, he picks his leg up and kicks my driver back door in.
Huge dent?
Like, boom, like really hard. And I stopped. Not smart, right? So I got out of my car.
Right.
We're still doing okay on time.
Yeah, we're doing
okay.
Yeah,
thank you. Actually, I'm going to get a...
We're taking a quick break to order beers.
Oh, sorry. We're...
I'm gonna get another of the Anthem Apple. Yeah. Oh wait, actually, let me try the cherry.
The cherry?
Yeah.
I'm driving. I'm good.
That break was brought to you by the fine folks at Naked City and our lovely waitress.
Yes.
With some pretty sweet tattoos. She's got one of those. You know what I really like in tattoos? It's like the ones that are, they're kind of, they look like, I don't know how to describe this. Like,
oh, your mom's face?
Yeah, like when my mom's face makes like an amazing tramp stamp.
Segue.
Yeah, great segue into what Jim had the idea for a little bit earlier tonight, is that the greatest tramp stamp ever would be the trench from the Death Star, the Death Star trench.
Yeah, the trench run, because then like you could, do it upside down, and then it's like, oh, that, because the opening is only like so wide, then, you know, depending on how elaborate your tramp stamp is, you could actually work that.
Like, it could go back, it could go down into the butt crack a little bit.
What I'm saying is that...
And then you just, you just tell yourself, stay on target, stay on target.
All I'm saying is that this tattoo could be in continuity, if you know what I mean.
Draw me a picture, I don't know what you mean.
So, before my story was cock blocked. Yeah, cock blocked by a tramp stamp.
It was more like reverse cowgirl block, but it's fine.
Yeah, it was. You're right.
Reverse cowgirl.
So where were we? I got out of my car.
Yeah.
In a heated rage, almost like an evolving bison, like an altered beast, Sega Genesis. Almost. So I get out of my car.
That shit was not a bison. That shit was like a half werewolf.
I knew that. I'm testing your nerd cred all night. You guys were right.
That was like the easiest. That was the easiest game to beat.
Too. Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
But remember when that was like the shit? Like Sega Genesis came out, and you're like, oh my god, altered beast.
Yeah. 16-bit? What?
16. Like I only had 8 bits earlier.
That's like
double the amount of bits. Yeah. It's like. That shit didn't even make any sense. It was like when the Genesis, when they were like, we have blast processing, like for Sonic the Hedgehog. Remember that? And when they were like...
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah,
how old are you?
He's old.
When Sonic the Hedgehog came out, they were like, features blast processing. Like as though the cartridge had something special in it. But really, but it had nothing. There was no such thing. It was just that Sonic the Hedgehog moved really fucking fast. That's the end of that awesome story.
I don't even care about this story anymore, I was like.
And then you found $50.
No.
And we all rejoiced.
So I walked up to the guy. I walked up to the homeless guy. And I got out of my car. I stopped my car in the middle of traffic. I got up and I was running at him. I didn't know what I was going to do. And my friends go, no, Kyle. And all I saw was red. And it came out, the most badass thing I could do. I go, please do not kick my car door in. As boldly as I could.
Yes.
Which wasn't very badass at all.
No, did he stop?
He ran at me, and I thought I was going to get bit and get like gonohepatitis 7 or some shit like that. I don't know what I was going to get. Anyways, and my friends ran up and chased him off.
Yeah.
Which meant walked 5 feet and he ran off this wooded area. It was like a little park during the day. And so we're sitting there, and I'm calling the cops. They're like, what do you look like? And I want to say, he looked like the guy who was the captain in Pirates of the Caribbean, but that didn't sound very
have
good.
Have you not seen that movie?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Like, have you not been on that ride?
So I said, she goes, where is he now? I go, I don't know where he is now. And right as I said that, from the wooded area to my right, that was all shadows that he went in, 10 homeless people run out. They go, having problems with your car, buddy? And I was like, oh shit. No. And I was like, he's running at me with 10 of his homies. And she goes, sir, I advise you get in the car and drive away. I was like, that's a good idea. So I'm like fumbling, like I have no problem having like,
yeah, like, oh my God. Like he was like the darkness and like all of a sudden melting out in the forest with all these like homeless darklings.
Yeah,
like totally. Trying to attack your car.
Totally. So, the end of the story is I drove off, I called the police again. They weren't to help. I called the next day, and this is what I got. I go, sir, like he's reading from a pamphlet. Sir, I'm not sure if you're aware, but we have a homeless problem in the city. Oh, they kicked
really?
The doors
I'm fucking
in.
Shocked.
I'm excited. So I got it fixed with a suction cup as much as it could. I didn't want to pay the $2,000 to get the little dividend taken out.
Yeah.
Anywhere. But I drove by for a long time and I saw him. And I thought, I could be Gandhi up in this shit, or I could be Gran Torino. You know what I mean? And I chose to be Gandhi. And I regret that.
You chose to be Gandhi. Why? You just
like
drove
non-violence instead of like swerving car into
I chose the. I chose the ligament of non-violence.
Why didn't you just run his ass over?
Because I'm a lover, man.
Not a fighter.
That's not what I hear.
I can attest to that.
Like I wouldn't call. Like from what I hear, I wouldn't call him a lover. I would call him like he just shows up.
I've been called the great trier. Okay.
The great trier.
They're like C plus for effort kind of guy.
If you're into awkward silences and apologies, then I'm your guy. Is what I'm trying to say.
And crying.
Sometimes.
But I get really emotional as well, so like I'm not one to judge.
Speaking of crying and emotion. What's coming up? What's coming up for Kirby Crapping? Crackle.
Kirby Crackle? Is that
a
Freudian
slip?
Like,
yeah.
Listen, I actually really hate your music, but
what we make up for in having not a new album, right. We try to make up for in better dental hygiene in 2011.
Oh, good for you guys. Good for you guys. Speaking of that, I just went to the dentist.
How was that?
Holy shit, man! It was a couple weeks ago, but
you look good. It doesn't look like this is a mess.
No. I have never had a cavity in my life. Right. And once again, no cavities. My face is, or my mouth parts are all good.
Nice. I look at it a lot. Looks good.
But the hygienist, for some reason, at this place in Ballard that I go to, the hygienists that work on my teeth, one is like super, super talkative, and I was really excited that she wasn't there this time.
Yeah.
And then the one that was working on me this time was super, super talkative. All she could talk about was how awesome Capitol Hill was. How not awesome my neighborhood is.
Oh, like without even knowing?
Right. She was just like, oh man, I feel sorry for people who live in Greenwood. And I was like,
she was ignorantly neighborhoodist.
I was like, oh,
that's not right.
She was talking shit about my hood. Actually I do every time, every podcast.
Nice.
I talk shit about my own hood.
Burgermaster's by your hood, though. We had a good time there.
Yeah, we had some good burgers.
Warm.
Well, I mean, you know what? Like, let's face it. The name says it all. They're like a master of burgers. So really, what do you expect? It's like when you go to Burger King. You're like, shit. You're like the king of burgers. You know you're going to get quality.
Oh, yeah.
It's not called Burger Lackey.
No.
Flame Royal.
No. Burger Minion. No.
No.
Like, those guys don't know what they're doing.
Low expectation.
Not at all. Okay, so what's coming up? What's coming up for Kirby Crackle?
Emerald City Comic Con.
Yeah, you guys playing there?
We are.
Not at the show.
Boy, how'd you get into that?
There's a booth.
That's really hard to get into.
They sold out in September this year. That's ridiculous.
You run it.
What?
I say, Jim, I want a pony, and then that means that we get a good spot.
And I was okay, I have no ponies. But you can have one of the booths,
okay.
And you're like, all right, I guess. Perfect.
So you guys are going to be there, and what's going on?
Playing
with
the Hard Rock Cafe. We're actually playing a show Saturday night, being opened by James Marsters, which if you're a nerd, you know that's Spike from Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Okay.
He's doing a solo acoustic show opening for Kirby Crackle.
This is the first time we've announced it.
Yeah.
It's an area exclusive.
Nobody knows this, actually, yet. But Aaron knows.
Aaron knows.
Now Mairead knows.
Yeah.
Mairead will know.
Yep. And so
wait a minute. What's the exact date? You said Saturday. It's
Saturday, March 5th, 2011.
Yeah. Hard Rock Cafe.
Great.
We got some
great
other surprises that night that we can't really talk about, but we're at a brewery, so we'll leave it at that, and we'll see what that turns into.
We're performing with two other nerdcore/geek rock performers. We got Adam Warrock.
MC Escher.
I can't tell which way that guy is going. Get it? Because of those stairs that guy used to drop.
Stairs.
So, and also H2 Awesome is playing as well.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've heard of that.
So, so that's our Saturday night Megapalooza. We're pretty stoked about it, getting to play the Hard Rock Cafe for the very first time.
Nice, nice. And then what's this Australia thing that's going on?
We're going to a couple Comic Cons in Australia, one weekend in Brisbane, one weekend in Melbourne. I've never been outside of North America, so I'm really excited about that. Jim's been to Australia before. I'm told you fall in love everywhere you go.
Pretty okay. much. Okay. Like, last time I was in Australia, I almost didn't come back. And I'm not even saying that as an exaggeration. My buddy, I was living in San Francisco. And I was on this trip. I went to a wedding in Australia, and specifically in Sydney. And then I have a buddy who lives in Melbourne, so I went to this. So I went to visit him for a few days, and he took me to the beach, and we just wandered around. And he had this girl, a friend of his, and I totally like fell in love with her, like in like 24 hours, and yeah. It was all by the water, and everyone had really awesome accents.
And just
part of me was like, I never ever want to come back home. Like, I'm just like, can I live here? And he was like, we do have an extra room. Like, if you're serious, you can stay here. And I actually seriously considered it, because we were walking by this bar, and there are this restaurant that he liked, and he's like, yeah, this is one of my favorite restaurants. And they had a sign in the window that said, servers wanted, or you know, help wanted, servers. And like, I grew up in restaurants, like my parents are restaurateurs and
right,
stuff.
Right.
I've done every job you could ever imagine in a restaurant. And I'm like, I could ace any kind of restaurant job interview, like you name it. And I was like, I could get a job working at this restaurant and hang out with my friend, live in his like side bedroom that was full of comic books.
Yeah.
Like, this shit could be real.
And marry this girl that
and,
you fell in love with.
Yeah, that I talked to for like 7 minutes. And like, you know, so this, and I was like, I think I'm putting unrealistic expectations on this relationship.
What
but
is it though?
I was
about,
like, if I stay about... here, can we be together forever? No. Yeah, maybe?
No. Maybe no. Stay there, she could have learned your name.
She could have known, like, she could have known my full, like, we're talking last name. Like, that shit could have been
oh,
serious.
Yeah, that could have been, that could
real relationship
really
time.
Jim D would have counted.
I would have been happy if she didn't call me Tony. Like, I'm like, I'll take it. It's fine.
What is it though about the accent that gets you? We were just talking about this earlier because we, Mairead and I have been getting hooked on Dexter recently.
Yes.
And we're just finishing up the second season.
Uh-huh.
And there's that girl Lila that comes into the picture, right?
Oh, she's yeah.
Like, crazy town.
Oh my God, seriously.
Total crazy town. But you still love the girl because she's got that accent. And she's super hot.
I think it's because there's something about like anyone foreign.
Yeah, it's like the exotic.
Exotic.
Right?
There you go. It's like there's this exotic nature to these people.
And for them, the American thing is exotic.
Yeah, for
you
her.
Think so?
I'm not even kidding. In Australia, at least a few years ago, I had a buddy tell me who went recently, but like that it wasn't as much. But like when I went, everyone the first thing they're like, "Oh, I really like your accent," and I'm like, "Okay."
That was more of like a Middle Eastern.
You know what? They have
Grecian.
A very. Did you not
oh,
know?
Oh, you have a very good accent.
I really enjoy your accent. Actually, what's funny
what about
is
the
that. Is the growler.
This guy tonight. If he's a listener, we're assholes.
Yeah.
Sorry, if you're
put your head down.
Yeah. If you're a ginger with like a little bit of you know an interest in beer and you're listening to this podcast, our bad. Anyway, did you know, this is actually a fact that you can now take to your grave, that Melbourne / Australia has the largest Greek population outside of Greece.
Really?
It's like Greece / Athens especially. Outside of Greece, the biggest population of Greek people are in Melbourne, Australia.
No shit. Yeah, I just fell asleep a little bit.
I know. Like, yeah. I threw up in my mouth for no reason.
Yeah. I just swallowed my own vomit.
So anyway, you guys are going. So yeah, fell in love. That was awesome.
Falling in love.
It wasn't really falling in love. It was more like just like falling in lust with the idea of like not being in the situation I was.
Right. Right.
You know.
Now is Kristen? Is your girlfriend gonna hear this? podcast, Kyle?
Yes. She's going, perhaps.
Oh, she might be going with you.
She might be going. She has friends that live there.
Oh, no shit.
So she might hang out with
them. So she's going to be keeping tabs on you then. What about your girl, Jimmy?
My lady, as it were.
Yeah.
She will not be coming to Australia. We're still figuring out what the what's happening.
Did you guys decide that yet? Are you guys going to take the whole band, or is it just going to be you two?
No, they only invited us. We tried. It's really expensive.
Well, I remember because they invited you guys to come, right?
Yes.
And then we tried.
At first, they didn't want to pay for it or something like that.
We were just figuring out what it would be like, and we said, well, if we to come, it would be, you know, guests. So guests implies that they help you on the trip, and that's very nice of them. But then it would be, you know, just to bring the full band, so just kind of justifying bringing the full band, you know.
Right.
We'll just see how that is, but probably it'll just be Jim and I.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so
we're stoked. We get to go
to Australia.
We fly down. We'll be there March 31st. We get into Brisbane. We do a show that weekend. It's called the Supanova, SUPANOVA, like the Supanova Conventions.
Awesome.
It's a 3-day show, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the first weekend of April. And then a couple of days later, they fly us over to Melbourne, where they, then that weekend, that next Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we do another 3-day show.
Supanova.
Another Supanova show. And then we fly back to here April 12th. So we get to spend 12 full days in Australia, just like living it up. We're so excited. It's not even funny.
That's awesome. It's surreal, yeah, but it's going to be very fun.
Right, right. Is everything going to be comp for you too? Like,
not everything, but
you get to eat. Do you get to eat the cashews in the hotel room?
I don't think so. They'll provide us with like a bulk bag.
Okay. Yeah.
So we're gonna be like a water
give
tour.
You a Ziploc baggie of like.
Yeah. Almonds. Yeah. Almonds, like.
Or no, Brazil nuts.
Yeah, Brazil.
They'll
yeah.
give you the goddamn Brazil nuts. Those are the worst nuts.
I don't really care what we get given to us, because we always have tasters that go with us. It's like,
okay, yeah.
I mean, one of the few.
Make sure that there's no arsenic in it.
Yeah, it's like one of the few things we feel like to indulge on is not so much bring a second guitar, but just someone who can taste our shit and make sure that it's okay. And then
I will be that taster for you.
As a backup, we have a backup taster.
Yeah, I'll be your backup. Your backup's backup taster.
Okay, that works.
Yeah. Yeah, Brazil nuts are like the worst. Those nuts are just gross.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. It's weird. Like, you get those mixed nuts, like, from
during, like, the holidays, you know, there's always.
And
like,
you're like, why the fuck did you put Brazil nuts in here? Everything else is awesome. Cashews,
nobody fucking
and peanuts.
Likes them, so they're super
like, I'm gonna make, if you're going to do something, like, exotic, like, I like Spanish peanuts, you know, with a little, like, shell. Like, that film, that, like, the salty.
With
like,
the Boston baked beans in there with the candy coating.
Oh, there you go.
Brazil nuts, like, oh, you ruined my mix.
Well, and that's what they do, man, because the Brazil nuts are so gigantic, they probably take up most of the space in the bag and the weight.
They make every other kind of nuts blush, pretty much.
Yeah, they make my nuts blush.
I would assume, but I don't want to say.
I've always thought you had very rosy nuts.
Yeah. Excellent. So real quick here, Jim, because we're running low on time here. What's coming up for the Emerald City Comic Con in March?
So we have actually a lot of awesome events going on. Aside from the cool Kirby Crackle Saturday night concert, we're working on a number of events. Maybe a thing with the Sci-Fi Museum on Thursday night.
Oh, really?
Everything's in the works. So like, I don't want to jinx it. Okay. As in like everything's in the works. So it's like. Sci-Fi Museum Thursday night, a live art show Friday night, also Thursday night, a drink and draw. Saturday, we have our big masquerade after hours where we get like dozens of people dressed up in amazing costumes, doing the evening event. We have a lot of cool events, plus our panels this year are some of our best yet. And this is our first year.
Talk about that just for a second. Tell us who you've got coming, because you do have some pretty big names.
So our media guest, one of our biggest guys, is William the Shat Shatner.
Yeah.
Star of
Shit
My Dad Says. along with...
how that's the first thing.
I was like, also he did that Star Trek thing, which I guess was pretty cool.
Shit My Dad That's it. And what then, a fucking terrible idea.
You're dumb. And so, James Marsters, who was Spike on Angel and Buffy.
Right, right.
Nicholas Brendon, who was Xander on Buffy. John Noble, who plays Walter Bishop on Fringe. Another one of the girl from Fringe, Jessica Nicole.
Right. Right.
We got Norman Reedus and Sean Patrick Flannery, the Boondock Saints themselves.
Right. They're going to be there all 3 days.
Yep, all 3 days.
My little brother, who's going to be helping the booth with me.
Oh yeah, Mateo Galindez.
Oh.
Oh, shiitake mushrooms.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, and Felicia Day from the Guild and Dr. Horrible Sing-Along Blog, and. That's just the media, I guess. Not even
Stan
counting.
Lee.
What?
What? Oh,
last oh shit!
Year. Stanley
was last year. Oh,
okay,
damn!
Sorry.
Oh, so close, so close. And then we got like, and that's not even counting like all the comic guests. Like we got Frank Quitely, who did All Star Superman.
Carrot Top.
Carrot Top.
Are you sick? No.
John Lovitz. Conan O'Brien.
No, you'll be there. We know you'll be there.
Oh, actually, you know what's funny?
Jay Leno will be in
No. No, last night, so I'm at this party last night for this company. They invited me, and we're talking about doing social media stuff together. And I'm talking to this guy who's like the COO of Azteca.
Whoa.
And we're just...
Big time.
Yeah, we're just...
On a burrito.
Yeah.
You should have told him those burritos are bland.
Oh, snap. I was like, I really like your chimichangas. So, I was talking to him, and I'm like, and like, I'm telling a story, and halfway through, he stops me. He's like, "Can I just tell you?" And I mean this as a compliment.
No, you know what's coming.
Yeah. I'm like, I mean this as a compliment. There was this guy from Saturday Night Live that you look exactly like. And I'm like, he's like, I don't know if you. And I was like, John Lovitz. He's like, yes. Oh my god. And I mean that as a compliment. That guy was hilarious. I'm like. Thanks.
So why is it when he tells you that, it's funny, but when I tell you that, you get mad?
I didn't say it was funny when he said it either. I was just like, it's funny that it keeps coming up, because apparently I look like John Lovitz.
You do.
Fuck you. I mean... Anyway, and then so like, yeah, tons of comic guys, tons of cool events. It's our first, we kind of joke around, this Emerald City Comic Con in 3D. Because it's our first show in 3 days. So 3D, get it?
Yeah.
Oh, laugh yeah. with me! Laugh with me! Anyway, so...
I'll put a laugh track in the post.
Thank you. And there you go.
Well, thank you guys so much for talking with me. We're very excited, personally, to be invited to the Emerald City Comic Con this year.
Special guest Aaron from Air Raid.
That's yeah. right, as press.
Baby mama.
Yeah, we're gonna have Andrew Moore is gonna be joining us.
Diggity.
Kane Potter.
Uh-huh.
And he's gonna be one of our press guys there at the show.
Is Phoenix Jones going? I would imagine he is.
He better be there.
He just got his nose broken recently. I saw the news.
Yeah, and you know what I was thinking? Like, and I hate to talk about it on the podcast like this because he seems like a really cool guy.
You are Phoenix Jones.
But I don't know if he could wear that mask while having a broken nose.
Maybe.
I'm starting to question some of the real life superhero incidents.
Interesting.
Yeah. We'll have to
It's open speculation for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
That's well, another episode.
That's a total another conversation.
I have a feeling that if he did come to Emerald City, he would come sans costume.
Yeah, I think he would.
Enjoy, because I feel like this is the culture that he probably enjoys. I also think that he has a tenuous, if I would guess, relationship with the Seattle Police Department. Like, I don't think that any police department looks upon vigilantism as a plus.
Yeah.
And especially now that he keeps getting... more hurt, as it were. The police can't be like, high five Phoenix Jones, oh shit, you got shot. Like, that's not something that I think the police department wants to...
I think I know what Comic Stop is secret things at, but I can't say, it would be secret. So,
right.
I like that episode, though. It was a good episode.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Phoenix Jones. Well, Kirby Crackle likes Phoenix Jones.
Yeah, we're down. We think it's awesome. We don't want you to get hurt, brother, if you're listening. Like, we think you're great. Just be careful, man. Be careful.
Yeah, no shit. Be careful. This is a real city.
Yeah, there's some shit. Yeah,
definitely. Well, thank you guys so much for talking with me here. And are we gonna get another beer? Are you guys done?
I'm good. Are you gonna get another one?
I'm a designated driver.
I'm good. I'm good. I'm good.
Early, you're right. Early 30s. Know your limits. Signing out.
That's right. Airway.net.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Drink and drive.
We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye.
Well, there you go, everybody. There's our second episode we've done with Jim and Kyle. I hope you guys all enjoyed it. Yeah, sorry about all the background noise in that episode and that interview. But I think you can make out what they're saying at some certain points, anyway. This has been episode 31. Can you even believe it? I can't. I'm getting sick of it. No, I'm not. I love it. We've got a lot of great people lined up for the rest of this month and in February. On episode 32, our next episode, we will be joined by Andrew Moore himself. And talking about parenthood, because he's a new dad. And maybe a little bit about Kane Hodder. And maybe a little bit about comic books and nerdy stuff. So I hope you tune in next week, because episode 32 is going to be even better than all the other episodes. I guarantee it. Remember, folks, you can check us out everywhere on the net. Look at our website, air-ray.net. Find us on iTunes and review us. Rate us. All right, everybody. Have a great week.